Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hearty Appetite. A handful of couscous is better than Mecca and all its dust, so says a famous Moroccan proverb about almsgiving. The maxim cannot be tossed off as mere chauvinism about the tiny balls of dough that are Morocco's national dish. You don't have to be from Africa to appreciate couscous. The late Craig Claiborne, for example, called it one of the dozen greatest dishes in the world. Paula Wolfert, who 30 years ago wrote what is still, in my judgment, the definitive treatise on the subject, claimed that couscous can be compared without exaggeration to such great specialties as Japanese sukiyaki, Peking duck, bouillabaisse, and paella valenciana, and called it the crowning achievement of Moroccan cuisine. It is to Morocco what pasta is to Italy. Now, perhaps you've tried couscous, soaking the granules in water for 5 minutes and then fluffing them with a fork as the instructions on the box typically direct, and wondered what all the fuss is about. I felt the same way until a recent visit to Tangier, where I learned that Moroccans would never think of using an approach such as that. Rather, as they have for centuries, they steam their couscous sometimes as many as 7 times in a specially designed piece of equipment resembling a double boiler called a couscousière. In the shadow of the Casbah, I bought a couscousière, and when I got home, I discovered that the difference between couscous made with it and couscous made by mere soaking is nothing short of astonishing. Steamed couscous turns out light, fluffy, and tender, and not at all gummy as it sometimes does with mere soaking. Once you've tasted properly prepared couscous, you'll understand why in Morocco it's always served at feasts and celebrations to ensure that guests achieve what is called shaban, or total satisfaction. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.